This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
UW superior leaders say a move to suspend 25 programs was not driven by budget cuts. Instead, they say they're trying to eliminate poor-performing majors and minors. Danielle Kading reports they're responding in part to the state's plan to tie new funding for UW schools to their performance.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! These program cuts have got to go! Hey, hey!
Around a dozen alumni, faculty, and students rallied recently at UW Superior to protest the program suspensions, including Carson Wetzel. The UWS junior is working toward a bachelor's in art therapy and planned to pursue her master's. But the graduate program is one of the 25 being suspended.
I might not be able to pursue my dream because to receive certification to become an art therapist, you are required by the American Art Therapy Association to obtain a master's degree.
UWS suspended 20 programs several years ago to save money and address a $4.5 million budget shortfall. This time, campus leaders say they're eliminating some due to low enrollment and poor graduation rates. UWS Interim Provost Jackie Weisenberger says their decision isn't directly linked to funding.
Several on the suspension list are those programs that students are taking a long time to complete their degree, and that is one of the performance metrics I am fairly confident we're going to be gauged on and would potentially be tied to funding.
The reason for that is the University of Wisconsin system received $36 million in new funding under the next two-year state budget, much of which will be tied to performance. Heard here on Wisconsin Eye, UW System President Ray Cross said earlier this year that he would like institutions to be able to choose how they measure their performance.
Some would be improvement metrics. Some would be excellence or maintenance metrics. That would respect the unique missions of each institution. But all must contribute to the system-wide metrics and improvement for statewide issues.
But Governor Scott Walker disagreed, saying they'd likely choose metrics that would be easiest for them to improve or maintain. Now it will be up to the UW Board of Regents to design a formula that will gauge performance on student success, graduation rates, and workforce needs. UWS Chancellor Renee Wachter says that creates a greater sense of urgency.
The longer action gets delayed, the harder it is to make those numbers move in a timely manner to be able to access funding or access support.
Researchers disagree on whether performance funding ultimately benefits schools like UW Superior and their students. David Tandberg is a policy analyst with the State Higher Education Executive Officers Association. He examined the number of degrees awarded in states that do and don't tie funding to performance.
We generally found there wasn't a statistically significant increase in completions, although in a few instances where performance funding existed for 5 to 7 years or longer, we would see some small increases in completion.
Kate Callahan with Research for Action says evidence suggests performance funding can focus policies to improve student success. But she says formulas that weigh heavily on the success of students completing their degrees could encourage schools to avoid enrolling low-income or underrepresented students that often take longer to finish. As Wisconsin starts developing its own performance funding formula, Callahan says it's important to recognize that some campuses serve students who need more support and provide those resources.
If they don't, then I do think what we see is these policies can have negative impacts on specific institutions or more vulnerable students.
UW Superior says just under half of its roughly 2,600 students are first-generation college students, many of whom struggle to pay for school like Carson Wetzel. She has to consider dropping out now that UWS has suspended the master's art therapy program.
Maybe attempt to go to somewhere else, but the likelihood of that happening is very slim.
She just doesn't know if she could afford the move or starting over with another major. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.